the Money Train Bettors Podcast with your hosts, Derek Timmons and CJ Jensen.
Yeah, baby. Welcome in to another episode of Money Train Bettors Podcast, part four of our four-part guy on how to bet the NCAA tournament. It's March Madness Eve, CJ. You excited?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Woo!
Almost 24 hours away, dude. By the time our listeners listening to this, it'll probably be at 24 hours, if not less. And oh, man, dude. Feels like Christmas all over again.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, man. So, yeah, this is part four of our series here, breaking down the NCAA tournament, going through, giving our picks all the way to the Final Four and our championship picks. We're talking Midwest region today, Midwest region winner, and our championship picks, and we're going to be talking a little bit of future odds for the NCAA tournament. But let's get started with the 1-16 matchup here, as always, Illinois against Drexel. I mean, we don't really need to spend much time on the one seed, CJ, do we? Because, I mean, it's easy. Illinois is going to win this one, walking away. They're 23-point favorites, but I'm not going to mess with the point spread, as I haven't with the other four seeds. So, yeah, give me Illinois to beat Drexel. Match to round 32. It's surprise, surprise.
Yep, surprise, surprise, yep. yeah, I like Illinois easily, hands down, easy winner tomorrow. The only question is, by how much will they win by?
I mean, they own all the advantages offensively. One advantage Drexel has over Illinois is free throw percentage. Drexel shooting 77.7% from the line. Illinois is only 69.1%. So, I mean, that could cost them a cover in this game. So, but who knows? Illinois, not the best free throw shooting team in the field, that's for sure. We got Sister Jean back at the tournament. CJ, did you see that? She's coming back.
That's right. She's coming back. She'll be there.
Going to root on her Loyola Chicago. What's their team name?
The Ramblers.
The Ramblers, that's right. So, you know the cameras are going to be on her the entire game, right? She's definitely an inspiration, not only to the team, but to many people around the world, you know? She's awesome. Sister Jean. I mean, we all saw that. What was it? It wasn't the last tournament they made that deep run, was it, 2019? I think it might have been 2018.
I think it was 2018.
Yeah. Well, they're back, poised to try to duplicate that deep run once again. They're favored by 3 over Georgia Tech here, and I'm all for it. I actually like Loyola money line, though, a lot better than I do the 3-point spread. They just own a lot of the advantages offensively and defensively in these efficiency metrics. And I'm not a big fan of Georgia Tech. I'm going Loyola money line here in my betting pick, and I'm picking them to win for my bracket advances in round 32. What do you make of this matchup, CJ?
Yeah, I would agree with you on this one, Derek, and say that Loyola will win this game as well. Also, the key player to keep an eye on for Loyola Chicago for the Ramblers is big man Cameron Kretwig, the big guy. Yeah, he's a big low post president for the Ramblers. Clogs up the middle, blocks shots, gets rebounds, can score the basketball around the basket, and he has the ability to shoot from the perimeter as well, also to open up defenses as well. And, I think this is a favorable matchup for Loyola Chicago, and I give them the advantage in this one to walk away with the victory over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in this game.
Yep. 5-12, we got Tennessee against Oregon State. Oregon State's a nice story, much like Georgetown. Really coming out nowhere in the Pac-12. They're projected to finish dead last in the Pac-12. So the fact that they ran the table in the Pac-12 tournament, won that championship, in of itself is an incredible accomplishment. But I think this story comes to an end here against Tennessee. Tennessee's is far and away the better team here. Tennessee, they're favored by 8 points. That's another one I'm trying to stay away from. I do like Tennessee to win. I'm not sure if they cover that 8-point spread. I'm not sure if Oregon State covers that 8-point spread. That one's a bit of a coin flip to me because, I mean, Oregon State is hot, though, nonetheless. But Tennessee, they're far and away better defensively than the Beavers are in this matchup. And in a tournament, defense is key, especially when you get in the second half of these games. So I'm taking Tennessee to win this matchup here. They've faced tougher opponents in the SEC this season. And they also beat Colorado in the Pac-12, a team that Oregon State lost to twice this season. So yeah, give me Tennessee in this one to advance to round 32, CJ.
As far as this matchup goes, I think this will be a competitive game. It's a very interesting matchup between the Beavers and the Volunteers. Oregon State, as you said, they're hot. Coming off those three upset wins over, over different opponents in the Pac-12 conference tournament, upsetting UCLA, Oregon, and Colorado. And for this matchup, I do like Tennessee. The reason why, I just feel like they have stronger guard play than Oregon State in this game. I think that's going to be the difference. Tennessee is led by guard Jaden Springer, averaging a little under 13 points per game, 47% field goal percentage. He's one of the leaders of that Volunteer squad, and I think he'll have a nice game for the Volunteers. And then a couple other key pieces on Tennessee is Josiah Jordan James, another guard. He helped Jaden Springer out a lot. And another guy to really keep your eye out for that's on Tennessee is guard Santiago Viscovi. He's really good with his assist to turnover ratio. He's averaging nearly 3.5 assists per game. So look for him to distribute the ball, drive to the basket, and open up opportunities for perimeter shooters like Springer to knock down some open three-pointers when opportunities are there. So
you're picking Tennessee here, CJ?
Yeah, I'm going with the Volunteers to get it done. Yeah, because of their exceptional guard play. And I think that's going to be enough for them to overpower Oregon State in the matchup between the two.
All right, we got number 4, Oklahoma State, against number 13, Liberty. And I'm kind of disappointed, CJ. I went on a big old hype train on Cade Cunningham, but unfortunately my laptop kind of a little bit crapped out. So I'm going to try to recreate that here since we got to re-record this portion. I love Cade Cunningham. I've absolutely enjoyed watching him play this season. He's gotten better as the season progressed. He's learned from his mistakes, and he really carries the Cowboys offense and defense. CJ, what do you think if I tell? What would you think if I told you that Cade Cunningham has the same impact on these Cowboys squad that Steph Curry had on the Davidson squad when he was back carrying them on their Cinderella run?
Yeah, that'd be that'd be that's pretty crazy. I mean,
that's a bit of a hot take.
Yeah, it would be.
I just think he has that big of an impact.
Yeah. Well, Cade Cunningham, he does have a nice supporting cast led by fellow guard Isaac Likely, who will be a focal point for the Cowboys in the game. And, he'll be one of the keys. He'll need to show up and have a good game in order for Oklahoma State to defeat Liberty. Liberty is a pretty good team. They've made it to the NCAA tournament the last couple of years, so Oklahoma State, they're going to have to come out ready to play and not take Liberty too lightly.
Yeah. Like you said, though, Cade Cunningham does have a better supporting cast than Steph Curry had, but I still think they have similar impacts on their teams. Similar impact that Steph Curry had on that Davidson squad. I think that was my favorite tournament was watching Steph Curry just go ham game in and game out. That was peak. That was peak NCAA tournament. I'm still getting excited and goosebumps just thinking about it. It was so fun to watch. Steph Curry was just so electric before he came in NBA. It was just so fun. I have so many fond memories of watching that tournament and Steph Curry just go ham, putting out 30 points a game. That was crazy. We got 6 against 11 here in San Diego State against Syracuse. I love San Diego State here. Syracuse, I mean, Jim Boeheim and that zone defense they run is pretty lethal.
Yeah.
I mean, Syracuse hasn't really been serious, even Final Four contenders in recent memory. When can you remember last time they were at legitimate Final Four contenders, CJ? I know they made a run like the Sweet 16 a couple years back when they were a double digit seed like they are this year.
You're talking in regards to San Diego State again?
No, Syracuse.
Syracuse. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, I mean, they used to have, one of those notorious, famous programs, but that's good year in and year out. But, yeah, they've really struggled to, reach that elite status the last couple of years. They did make a run to, I want to say, the Elite Eight or Sweet 16 a couple of years ago. I want to say, like, 3-4 years.
Yeah, but
ago,
even
but
then,
they
weren't popular picks. They were considered.
Yeah, they weren't.
Kind of Cinderella.
I think they went far as like a number 10 seed or something, I want to say.
Yeah.
It was pretty low.
All right, you got San Diego State, 3-point favorites here. I absolutely love that. I think San Diego State's going to win this game and win this game fairly easily. And so give me the Aztecs here, -3, and I'm picking them to advance to round 32 here, CJ. You're probably a big fan
like
of San Diego State.
Yeah, I like San Diego State also. I think they have a chance to win a couple games and move far in the NCAA tournament. I've read something also that, when San Diego State makes the NCAA tournament, they, more times than not, they usually find a way to make it past the first weekend into the second weekend. So they're usually, a good bet to make it to the Sweet 16 round at least. So, I think it's a favorable matchup. San Diego State, they can shoot the ball from the outside with Shackle, and they also have Mitchell as well. So those guys can, make it rain and make those outside shots from the outside. So that should open up that, that Syracuse zone defense a little
bit. They're shooting 35.7% from three on the season.
Okay. All right.
That's round average. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. So,
if you average 35 to 40, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. And I do like San Diego State to prevail in this game and pick up the win. Move on to the round of 32.
Yep, I agree with you on that one as well. 3-14, West Virginia against Morehead State. You got West Virginia. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong page again. San Diego State actually shoots 37.5% from three.
Oh, an extra 2%.
Yeah. Syracuse though, they're actually 33.9% from three. So San Diego State's definitely the better 3-point shooting squad. All right, West Virginia gets Morehead, 3-14 matchup here. West Virginia is favored by 13. Here's my issue with West Virginia. I like Bob Huggins. He's a great coach. A lot of respect for him. The West Virginia Mountaineers, they have weapons on offense, and McNeil and Derek Culver. But their offense is inconsistent. Every game I've watched them, it's like they'll have a 2-3 minute stretch of good offense, and then a 4 or 5 minute stretch of bad offense. And in the tournament, consistency is key. And I mean, yeah, West Virginia has all the offensive efficiency metrics in their advantage for the most part over Morehead State. Morehead State's has advantage defensively. I like West Virginia to win this game, but I'm not so sure they cover that 13-point spread. I'm not making an official pick here, but I think this could be a close game, and Morehead State could potentially sneak out an upset if West Virginia isn't careful and focuses on each individual offensive possession. What do you make of this matchup, CJ?
I like West Virginia. Like you, I'm not sure that they'll cover that spread. I would just stay away from that. Going that route. But, yeah, I do think the Mountaineers, they're the superior team in here. And they should be able to, comfortably get the win. Hopefully over Morehead State. Morehead State, of course, as we know, got in by winning their conference tournament. But yeah, this should be, not any type of, issue for, West Virginia in this game. Pretty much West Virginia, they just need, Miles McBride, their guard, that's averaging more than 15 points per game to have a good game. And also, for big man Derek Culver to also have a good game as well also, and as long as those two guys play well, West Virginia, they should have no problem in this game. Should be able to easily roll on to the next round.
I got a question for you, CJ. Do you know if Derek Culver, is there any relation to Jarrett Culver, former Texas A&M forward? I mean, Texas Tech forward?
Texas Tech, I'm not sure. You'd have to look that up. I do not know.
I've been wondering that. Just haven't looked it up. All right, 7-10 here. We got Clemson against Rutgers. Rutgers are favored by 1.5 points. I like Rutgers to win this game. I don't really think much of Clemson. They haven't really flashed at all this season. They've kind of just been there. You know that person that's just always there, that doesn't make an impression on you, but he's always there in a group. He or she's just always there in your group of friends, you know? You just don't think one way or another of that person. That's how I feel about Clemson. I like Rutgers, though. These teams are
super positive, yeah.
Yeah, these teams are too pretty even. I just something that I get bad vibes about Clemson. It's just one of those feelings. You know, one of those gut feelings you get. You can't explain it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking Rutgers here, money line in my betting pick, and I'm taking them to win, advance in round 13. What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, this one could go either way, but I think when I'm not really too sure on a game, I just go down and look at, who played a tougher schedule throughout the season. I think
Rutgers in the Big Ten. Right?
Rutgers, you know, playing this type of schedule that they did, hopefully prepared them better to be in this situation, whereas the ACC, you know, that's the conference Clemson was in, had a down year with Duke not being the typical Duke that we all know. North Carolina had a down year. Yeah, so a couple powerhouses didn't have too great of years or too great of a year. And then West Virginia is having a little bit of a down year, a little bit, not quite as sharp as, you know, they've been the last couple of years. And, you know, other teams have like struggled in the conference, Miami, Wake Forest, North Carolina State. So the conference, and then, yeah, who else? Oh, Louisville also. You know, they were okay, but, I mean, they didn't make the NCAA tournament. I don't know. I thought they were going to be a little bit better this year. So, I don't know. The conference top to bottom is just not quite as sharp as a whole. So, for that reason, you know, I'll lean towards Rutgers in this matchup.
All right. We got 2 against 15 here. Houston against Cleveland State. Don't need to spend too much time on this. Houston's favored by 20 points. I'm not going to mess with this point spread. But Houston should be able to win this game pretty easily in advance of round 32. Yeah. You agree?
Yep, I agree. Right with you on that.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and finish up the Midwest region and discuss championship odds. All right, time to break down the Midwest region, round 32. We both got Illinois against Loyola Chicago. I didn't really touch much on Illinois in round 64, but I really do like Illinois. I'm a big fan of them. They have one of the best duo tandems in the field with Dosunmu and Coffee Coburn. And, you know, it's guard and big man play. Like, they got inside and outside. It's really fun to watch. And I have Illinois taking care of Loyola Chicago advancing to round the Sweet 16 here, CJ.
Yep, same here, right there with you. Io Dosunmu and Coburn are going to be lethal and, you know, unstoppable in this matchup. And, yeah, I like Illinois to get to the round of 16 also.
All right, we both have Tennessee against Oklahoma State as well. I like Oklahoma State in this matchup. I'm just a big fan of Oklahoma, of Kate Cunningham and that supporting cast. It's just going to be too much for the Volunteer defense to handle. I'm taking Oklahoma State to advance to the Sweet 16.
Yep. Great minds think alike. Oklahoma State to the Sweet 16.
All right. San Diego State against West Virginia. I have the San Diego State Spartans, Aztecs, pulling the upset here. I just can't trust West Virginia's offensive consistency. And San Diego State's defense is top 10 in the nation. So pair that with West Virginia's inconsistent offense. This just spells upset city here for the Aztecs. So I have San Diego State advancing to Sweet 16 here.
Yep. You nailed it right there, Derek. I think what's going to win this game is San Diego State. They're a far better defensive team. Should put the clamps on West Virginia and shut them down. Aztecs on to the Sweet 16.
All right, Rutgers against Houston. Houston should take care of Rutgers easily. They're really experienced, and they have a lot of offensive firepower, a lot of scorers. So give me the Cougars here to advance to the Sweet 16.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, we're really
four
on a roll,
four,
Derek.
Here. Four for four.
Four for four.
Can I get a Wendy's? Four for four.
Yeah, hey, four for four. Right? Let's run to Wendy's after this.
Did you hear that story of that Utah State player, number 44? Why he chose 44?
Oh yeah, but he likes that four for four.
Four for four.
Yeah, I was over at your place watching that game.
That's right.
Derek, when he said that four for four.
That's right. I thought I was a foodie.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Bill Wendy's four for four. Let's go to Wendy's and get that 4-for-4. Woo!
You know what would make that 4-for-4 better? If you could substitute like the drink for like a small Frosty or something.
That's right. That Frosty is
slapping. Oh man, that sounds bomb as fuck right now.
It does.
Love Wendy's Frosties.
Sign me up.
And here I am trying to eat better. I'm just teasing myself. All right, we both got Illinois against Oklahoma State. Unfortunately, this is where I have Cade Cunningham's incredible run coming to an end. Illinois is just too strong of a team with DeSumo and Coburn, just going to cause trouble for Cade Cunningham. I have Illinois advancing to the Elite Eight here, CJ.
All right, right there also. Illinois to the Elite Eight. DeSumo. And,
he's another potential top five pick. So, that matchup is going to be phenomenal. Two potential. I mean, Cade Cunningham is going number one, no question. But two potential top five NBA picks in the same tournament game? Give me all of that. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I hope that happens also.
And, I mean, likely they'd be guarding each other too, right? Like, that would be so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel like a little girl just thinking about these matchups.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm all giddy here, CJ.
That's right. Imagine the possibilities, right?
Yeah. All right. We got San Diego State against Houston. Just said Aztecs are top 10 nation defensively. I fully expect them to put the clamps down on the Houston scorers and make it tough for them all game. And I have the San Diego State Aztecs winning this game, advancing to my Elite Eight.
Wow. Okay.
You're shocked by that?
For that matchup, wasn't it?
Really? You going Houston?
Yeah. Jeez. Don't get me wrong. I love San Diego State.
It's an intriguing matchup, too.
I really do like Houston's squad also.
You do.
I'm going to hop on the other side of the fence on this one. I think the Cougars are going to take this one. Beat San Diego State in the Sweet 16 matchup.
I mean, they got a good, great guard who could get his own shot, and Quentin Grimes, and they're also led by seniors Justin Gorham and Dejan Giraro, and they both can fill up the stat sheets. So,
yeah, Giraro and Grimes are two key components for Houston, so yeah, I like them a lot, and I think they'll find a way to prevail in that matchup.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say my bracket yesterday. Oh, I'll go through and do that. So let's see. Elite Eight here. I got Illinois against San Diego State. San Diego State's tremendous run coming to an end here, but I mean that's gonna be a phenomenal game. Seeing how that would be a phenomenal game, seeing how the Aztecs defense can slow down DeSumo and Coburn and that Fighting Illini offense. But I just think that offense is slightly too much for the Aztecs defense to handle, and I have Illinois advancing to my Final Four.
Okay. For me, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go with Houston to upset Illinois. I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a couple upsets somewhere. So, I mean, got to take some risks, right? Based on my own comfort level. So
you have Illinois for this Houston. One.
Yeah. I'd go with Houston on this one to pull off the upset.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's right. I like Houston's guard play. I like their team a lot. So, I'll take Houston in this one to pull off that upset.
All right. We're now at the Final Four here, CJ. I have Gonzaga, Florida State, Baylor, and Illinois. You have Gonzaga, UConn, Ohio State, and Houston. So for first matchup, I have Gonzaga against Florida State. Don't need to think twice about this one. I'm picking Gonzaga to advance to the championship. Who do you have in your matchup, Gonzaga against UConn?
I'm going to go with Gonzaga also.
Okay.
To win. Yeah, too much firepower. One of these years, Gonzaga's got to... win it all. I mean, it's got to happen. I keep saying that year and year after year. I mean, this has got to be the year, right?
I mean, they have so much talent this year. They have Jalen Suggs, Drew Timmy. They're loaded. Like, I would be absolutely surprised if they don't win it all.
Yeah, and then they got Kispert also.
Kispert, yeah, just loaded.
Yeah. A lot of dangerous weapons on that team. So they should get it done. So this is the year. Come on, Mark, you. Find a way to get it done this year. You got the talent.
Yeah.
I think one of these years, they really will do it. I don't know. Hopefully it happens this year.
I think it's this year. I think this is their year.
Okay, if this was the year to break like the Dodgers curse in baseball, this year not win a World
Don't
Series.
Don't bring that up with to me, CJ. Don't.
Yeah. With the whole virus stuff going on, maybe this is the year that, you know, some of these schools and franchises that haven't won it, you know, in a while, you know, they find a way to get it done. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, even for the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what was it, 20 years since they won the Super Bowl?
They won back in 2003, so 18 years.
Okay, so then we're seeing some droughts, getting broken a little bit. So we'll see. Gonzaga's never won it all, so you know, let's see it happen.
Yeah. All right. So I got Baylor against Illinois. See, I mean, my bracket, I got 1-4, and then 1-1. So my bracket's kind of pretty chalky here. CJ's the.
Okay.
I'm normally the bigger risk taker over you, CJ.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What do I have? Two twos, a one, and a seven, I think.
Yeah. Two twos, a one.
Even
seven,
that,
yeah.
I don't know. Even I feel like mine's kind of conservative. Like, more is going to happen. I don't know. The only one I was kind of risky on was UConn. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be at least another surprise in that Final Four.
Yeah.
I just kind of feel like, I don't know, I just kind of got that feeling that's going to happen. But where is it going to happen,
I mean,
right?
that's the whole intrigue of the tournament.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? As far as, like, schools that could make a run to the Final Four, I'd be interested to see what all the odds are on, like,
we're about
in particular.
To
I'd say, like, seeds between, like, 5 to 10, I would say. I'd be interested to see what all those schools are, like, just to reach the Final Four. If there's some schools in there that have, like, you know, some long shot odds, you know, may not be a bad idea to put just a few dollars on them to, you know,
reach
the Final Four.
You're jumping the gun here a bit, CJ.
Okay. Well,
that's coming up.
I'm just trying to give our listeners a sneak peek to future episodes.
I dig it.
For a surprise.
Oh, not a future episode. It's happening this episode in like 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, in 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
All right. So, second Final Four matchup, I got Baylor against Illinois. Big fan of Illinois. It's saying it all episode. Give me Illinois to advance to the championship. So, I have Gonzaga against Illinois. And this, I strongly feel this is Gonzaga's year. Just too much talent. Too much great coaching. Mark Few is a great coach. I mean, they went to the championship game a few years back against North Carolina. So they've been there. He's been there, but unable to get the job done. But I think they get the job done this year. And I have Gonzaga winning the championship over Illinois, CJ. So you have Gonzaga. The second one. I jumped the gun now. You have Ohio State against Houston.
Yeah, I'd go with Ohio State and the other one to win that. So I'm looking at Ohio State versus Gonzaga, and I have Gonzaga cutting down the nets and winning it all. So there it is.
So we both have the same champion, ultimately.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
So that's a perfect segue, because Gonzaga, I mean, they're 200-point they're +200 to win a championship. And I mean, they're far and away the best team in this field, I believe. And anytime you could get a odds on favorite of 2-1, I think that's a very good investment. How do you feel about that, CJ?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad risk to take. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, yeah, can
they have to get over the hump? Yeah, they have the strongest odds. I mean, I don't know how to say it. They have the best chance to win the championship this year, and you could get 2-1 odds on that. I'm all for it.
Yep, that's right.
All right, let's see. Odds to win the... So it has it broken down here in regions. Region winners, so Final Four.
Sure.
So we touched on a little bit on Oregon possibly making a run. They're +1,600, CJ.
1,600 to reach the Final Four?
+1,600, yes.
Wow.
So 100 gets you 1,600 if they make it to the Final Four.
Wow. I mean, even only just like a $50 or $25 wager is not too bad of a payout. What, $800 or $400 on $25, I think, what that would be? That's not bad for $25. I don't know, $100, I mean, Oregon's a good team. Yeah.
I just brought them up because we touched on them making a potential run.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I think the only region where I expect the higher seed to get to the Final Four. The only one I really feel like pretty confident about is Gonzaga. I feel like the other three regions, I feel like it's an open table pretty much. I wouldn't be shocked, like I said, if we see a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 seed from any of the other three regions. So I'd just be looking at probably the other three regions, looking at who are the seeds between like even like, all the way up to 12 seed maybe like. 5 through 12, like who, you know, what are some schools in there that are like long shot odds where you can get some value? Who do you think, you know, has a good squad who can, you know, make a little run? I don't know, maybe there's like 3 to 5 schools between combined out of those three other regions that, you know, long shot odds. I don't know. I think there's a chance that, you know, one or two, but, you know, 5 to 12 teams throughout these other regions could hit on that, make the Final Four.
Looking at these odds, the region, in my opinion, that's the most absolutely wide open is the East region, where you got Michigan and Alabama as the top two seeds. Like we went through it yesterday. I had Michigan losing in round 32. You had Michigan losing in the Sweet 16, I believe.
Yeah.
We had Alabama not making it past the Sweet 16. We both had UConn making a deep run. They're +800 to reach the Final Four.
Okay, not too bad.
Michigan State's +2,500.
Okay, long shot. I could see, yeah, maybe, you know, if it allowed just a, you know, small little wager on something like that, you never know. I mean, yeah, a couple bucks. who else is in that region?
Georgetown?
Can you tell me? All right, just read off to me who's the seeds between 5 and 12 in that. So Georgetown.
You got Florida State, Texas, LSU, Colorado, BYU, Maryland, the Bonnies, UNC, Greensboro, Iona. Iona, we touched on them, +10,000, CJ.
Can Rick Pitino do it?
$1 gets you 100.
Yeah, that is true. I'm looking at those really fast. Yeah. Between those, I would say, dang, I don't know. I mean, UConn I could see, or I don't know, maybe Maryland or St. Bonaventure. Or
I have Florida State. What were the other ones you were saying? Florida State +500.
Texas. Yeah, I would just be probably looking at – yeah, but I'd probably just be looking for a little bit sexier odds or like more of a long shot. I mean, I could see Florida State doing it, but like
Georgetown +300, 3,000.
That's kind of low. That's kind of 3,000.
3,000, yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, they're hot. They're hot. Yeah. Patrick Ewing is a great coach.
Yeah. Huh.
And maybe plus worth
3,000.
Maybe worth a few
Michigan
bucks.
State plus 2,500.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what the minimum do they allow you just to do a $2 or a $5
yeah.
only.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. You could walk into a sports book like, hey, give me
$2.
$2 on Georgetown winning the East region.
Wow, really? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. You just go in there and it'll do a lot of $2 on that.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Why wouldn't they?
Okay. Well, that's, yeah.
And you, I mean, I like LSU too. I have them going to Sweet 16. They're plus 1,200. They have really great, really solid offense, solid guard play. Iona, that's a tempting one. Plus 10,000 with Rick Pitino.
Yeah. Honestly, we've never seen the farthest we've ever seen a 15 seed go. I want to say is the Sweet 16 round. I don't think they've ever gotten to even the Elite Eight. So that's why I'm saying. I mean, I can see him
first
winning
time
like the first
for
round
everything.
Game. Yeah, maybe asking a little much on that one. So.
Let's go to the South region. Now we got Baylor, Ohio State as the first, top two seeds. Texas Tech, I could absolutely see coming out of that region at plus 800. You got Villanova plus 1,000. Wisconsin plus 1,200. Oh.
Plus 12. Okay. Who else? North Carolina. Where are they at?
North Carolina plus 1,000.
Okay.
You got Purdue plus 1,000.
Okay.
Utah State Aggies plus 2,500.
Okay.
Virginia Tech plus 1,600. Florida plus 1,600. Arkansas plus 1,000. Colgate plus 6,600. You know.
Yeah.
So I saw an article or a post on Twitter today. Colgate's the most bet upset of the first round over Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
And remember what I told you about what Seth Davis said. He said it on the show. He was
here
picking
that. Here
you
go again,
that.
CJ. Here we go again. The disrespect,
Disrespect factor. And, hey, now that you're telling me that it's the most highly picked upset game, now that makes me even more so want to go the other way, away from what people are saying now. I think you said the spread was 13 on that. Damn, I don't know. That. Maybe Colgate, maybe they'll get run out of the gym now.
I mean, their offense
is
just as good, if not better, than Arkansas's. So, I mean, that's going to be an intriguing first-round matchup. Midwest region here, we got – I think this one's pretty set. I wouldn't bet taking one else – I mean, Illinois plus 150, favorites to come out of the Midwest region. San Diego State, maybe, plus 1,200. Oklahoma State, plus 400. There's not much value in this region, in my opinion.
Hmm. All right. Well, yeah, you're onto something. Probably the mid, the South and the East. Probably have the base likelihood for where you can see long shots probably come out of those two.
Yeah.
So the question is, who's it going to be? Or you just throw $1 on each, or $2 on each one of them, 5 through 12, you know, in both of those regions and take your chances. What is that? $2? What was that? 7-8 different schools in one region and another 8 in the other? So what? That's 16 different schools you'd have? $2 each? What is that? $32 right there.
Yeah.
Just go $2 on every single one of those, 5 through 12.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, there's some long shots in there. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, all you need is just one of them to hit.
Yeah.
Yep. 5 through 12. I can see that. Or maybe like 5 through 13. Take your chances. Why not?
I mean, if you agree with CJ, you think some crazy shit
is going to happen.
It's going to happen this year.
That's right.
Shoot for the stars.
At least two of the Final Four teams, I think they'll be a lower seed. They won't be in the top, say, 4 or 5. I think they'll be lower. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But it's a little bit too much to ask for like a 14, 15, or 16 to make the Final Four. I think that's just a little bit too much, but yeah, keep an eye on the 5 through 13.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll see.
That's all I have to add about the futures. You got anything else to add here, CJ?
That's it. Nothing else to add.
All right, that does it. This concludes our four-part series on our guide on how to bet the NCAA tournament. Hopefully we've given you guys some good insights, some good picks that are going to be winners. And get your snacks, get your barbecue, get everything ready, because it's going to be a four-day bonanza of basketball, college hoops, and like I said yesterday, I cannot get here soon enough. I'm so excited. As always,
may the odds be ever in your favor.
Gamble responsibly. Goodbye.